In this line of work, projects don't start with a bang. They end with one. With that explosion, a portion of stream at the headwaters of Big Haymeadow Creek in Langlade County is again flowing freely, a beaver dam blasted out of the way. Jeremy Irish, an assistant district supervisor with the USDA's Wildlife Services Program, has been doing this type of work for decades. He says beavers improve their own habitat by creating dams and ponds, but hurt other animals in the process.
The difficulty is in altering their habitat, they also create problems for other species. And in this case, we're talking about a cold water ecosystem to support brook trout populations and spawning habitat.
Wading upstream from the site of the first blast, we come to the biggest beaver dam on the site, a solid structure creating a basketball court-sized pool several feet deep.
It's a whole different environment on the top side of the dam. It's a stagnant pool, flooded debris, whereas the back side of the dam is channeled and the water's flowing.
Irish plans to blast this dam, too.
This is what we're trying to get rid of.
But he's only at this point after work done by Brian Olson, a USDA wildlife specialist. With a special rake, Olson has hand-pulled smaller dams, the USDA's method for removing more than 80% of nuisance beaver dams.
It's the unglamorous part of the job, huh?
That's exactly right.
Olson has also trapped and removed the beaver from the site in anticipation of blasting. You
know, all last week, I came in here like every couple days, all last week. And then I caught 5 beaver out of here.
It may seem like a lot of work for a stream just a few feet across, but it's worth it, says Dave Seibel, the DNR fisheries biologist for Langlade and Lincoln counties.
That's a pretty major tributary to the Prairie River. The Prairie River is a high-quality trout stream. That's also one that's on the list.
The list. Seibel and his DNR and National Forest colleagues keep a list of the best trout streams in northern Wisconsin. Streams Jeremy Irish, Brian Olson, and USDA Wildlife Services are then in charge of maintaining. All told, it's about 1,800 miles of streams in northern Wisconsin.
We do want to get the most bang for our buck, so we do want to focus on the really good trout streams that wouldn't be so good if they got all beavered up.
Beavered up streams stop the free flow of water, raising water temperatures in pools along the way.
Trout are cold water species. They need cold water. It's not just a preferred temperature range. It's an absolute need. Otherwise, they die.
Back at the Big Haymeadow Creek headwaters, Irish and Olson are scouting the main beaver dam, forming a blast plan.
It starts over here and it goes all the way around.
Irish mixes 6 pounds of explosives, then attaches a detonation cord.
The burn rate on it is 23,000 feet a second.
After a few more steps, he's ready.
All right, I think we have things tied up and ready to go. So I'm going to put the fuse on while you guys make your way off to a safe area.
We shelter behind trees a few hundred yards away.
Fire in the hole!
You know, we had a nice kind of cracking sound there. It sounded very good. You can see we're moving a lot of water. There's no debris in it.
Now, the beaver pond is draining rapidly. Within minutes, the water level is down a few feet and mudflats start to appear. It won't take too long for the transformation into good trout habitat to be complete.
But what's really neat is to look back at these sometimes a week later, sometimes it takes a month or two later, but you'll start to see the banks setting up and getting green, and you really get to see the effects of the longer-term effects of what you accomplished. It is rewarding.
Irish can't stay long. He's off to the next site. After all, each year he blasts around 100 beaver dams. For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Langlade County.